Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude chapter 5 in the Gospel of Matthew. We'll be in verses 43 through 48. You have heard that it was said, "You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. How hard is it to love your enemies? There is instant karma created when you love over hate ensues. Something to think about is how you react when another hits you in a car that should be under control. Do you release words of hate or do you turn the cheek of understanding? How do you feel when another steals your joy or removes something of value you own? It's not easy to portray love over reactions when you are burdened by someone else's situations to the life God asks us to lead. These things can happen in an instant, and life, as you know, could be fire and hell. That feeling of not being able to resolve all things in accordance with the God we love. Yes, it is hard to be perfect. Many of you probably feel that perfection in God can truly never be felt or understood of how we are to achieve this faultlessness. Can we really become like God in all things? Well, the answer is yes. One of the reasons why we call on the lives of the saints. This is the reason why we pray to the dead. We seek to mimic what they accomplished in their lives led in Christ Jesus. This, my friends, is the only way to live perfect, and that's in love, faith, and hope of becoming one with Jesus Christ. No matter what anyone or traditions created by the rock holding the keys of heaven, of heavenly perfection, it only happens in the living the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing else matters. Not what others say or do to you or against you, for in the one-on-one relationship you have with Jesus will overcome all things and allow you to mimic the perfection only Jesus can provide. What does it matter what people say when you live redeemed? Deep inside, every other person wants to know God, His Son, and His Spirit so holy that when it moves you by your profession of faith, you love His love of everything you do, knowing hope firsthand as peace. So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share your love as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife Toni and my mother Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She's had a feeding tube inserted after a stroke, having trouble swallowing. We continue to pray for her recovery. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who we've been praying for, who had brain cancer, who recently became free of cancer in a scan. We pray for her continued recovery. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis, asking for blessings for our prisoner in transition. Continue to pray for our neighbor, Thelma. And we are on day 7 praying for a baby to be born for a family that I may just continue to pray for and lift up each day. Lord, we're asking you that you anoint this family with a child. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruise Williams, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of conclusion of Matthew's Gospel in chapter 5. It's our practices in verses 43 through 48. We have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem this morning, and its title, Enemies Yours, Love. Said was it her due, enemy yours, always hate, neighbor love forever true, not so to be God's children new. You say I too, enemies yours, love. Persecutors pray for and refuse to hate another we choose. Be his heavenly children. He allows the good and the bad to receive food. Shining sun on them both splendid. Falling rain gets both wet to prove. Unjust and just, he loves me or you. You loving both those who love you too. Have recompense to what to ensue. Same as collectors of tax to do. Only brothers greet. That's unusual what. Same pagans seek. Seeking the smut. Perfect be mimic so. Father heavenly is perfect, yo. Be like him to eternally so. Life of love over hate. Eternally grow. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruise Williams. It's December 27, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 9:03 in a novena of the Trinity, asking for blessings on our good friends John and Marie, as we do each day. Continue to pray for our ministry as we close the year out. In Jesus' name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.